It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guests in this portion of the program are Rebecca Zizook and Jennifer Goheen. They are members of SPOT. SPOT is the acronym for Student Playwrights Outreach Theater at the University of Illinois. The outreach involves fourth and fifth graders at Booker T. Washington School in Champaign. Those students there at Booker T. Washington School write stories that the U of I students turn into plays and then perform them for the children in a theater setting. This year, there will also be a performance for the public. Rebecca and Jennifer are co-coordinators of this year's SPOT events. Welcome back. Rebecca.
Thank you.
And Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Well, tell us how SPOT got started.
Well, SPOT was started, it was inspired by a group in Chicago called Barrel of Monkeys, and they do residencies in elementary schools in Chicago. And Eddie Garcia, who was the co-coordinator with me last year, was inspired by a show that he saw of theirs and decided it would be fun and important to take it here. And so he put together a performance over winter break 2 years ago. And then last year, I worked with Eddie, and we created the acronym SPOT. And as a program, it began to take off. And then, so this is the second year of SPOT.
Okay. And Jennifer, how does it work? I gave kind of a real cursory introduction to how it works.
Yeah, great. Basically, we started working on this in October, and we went into Booker T. Washington Elementary School, and we brought these little story boxes to put in all the classrooms of participating teachers. And what we did is we told the kids they could write stories about anything they wanted to, and then put them in the box. And so we came and picked up all the stories. We read all of the stories. I think there were about 100 or so. And we selected 20 of them that we thought were just outstanding creatively. They were interesting in some way. They jumped out at us. They were imaginative, inspiring. So we picked what we thought were the 20 best plays or stories, and then we gave them to other U of I students to adapt them into plays over winter break. And so we've just been rehearsing. We had our tech rehearsal and dress rehearsal this weekend, and we're ready to open the show with the Friday field trip.
Okay. What kinds of stories are in this year's show?
Well, at the SPOT performance this year, you can see anything from a scary story about witches or scary things in the closet to the first time a child sees a soccer ball or the first time a child meets her baby brother. And so we really have a big range of stories and topics. And
what's your favorite, Rebecca?
I don't have a favorite. They're all
They're
great.
All good.
Yeah, it's just really interesting to see what these children care about. And the stories are kind of a little glimpse into that. And gives us a way to connect to them on their level.
Mm-hmm. Now, both of you were involved last year. Mm-hmm. What was it like watching the children watch their stories come to life?
Oh, it's really like you can't describe it. It's magical. Just seeing them all like file into this little black box theater, which we all kind of consider a second home on campus, and just the energy in the room is explosive and it's full of joy. And it really, to me, is one of my favorite things that we've ever done in the space on my 4 years on campus.
Me too.
What do the teachers who participate at Booker T. Washington School think of SPOT?
The teachers have been extremely cooperative. It's hard, I think, when an outside group, or it must be hard when an outside group comes into the school and says, this is what we want to do, help us do this. And the teachers have been cooperative and really understanding the entire process. Like Jen said, we've been working with them basically since October, and they're always welcoming. They encourage their students also to write stories, which is great. And I think they really support this program.
Yeah, and actually when we came in this year, they had already done a whole unit on personal narratives, so they had already started working on stories. So it was just kind of, we came in and we're like, let's see what you've got and give us more.
Yeah. Now, what's the hardest part about putting all of this together?
Jen and I were talking earlier. I think that one of the hardest things is that it's impossible to predict what is going to come up. And as co-coordinators, we need to be flexible and prepared to take care of anything, any loose ends that happen, any miscommunications. That's a big challenge. And then also working within the system of a school, a college institution, and being college students ourselves, being able to find the time to balance running a program and going to school.
Yeah, and also you're giving up some of your winter break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the winter break was mostly just for adapting stories, but it is. It is. We had to find people that were willing to take time to think about school while they were at home. So
yeah. I mean, it's interesting to we have to form committees. So we would form the committee of playwrights and the committee of or the committee of playwright adapters. So once winter break happened, we kind of let the adapters take over. And then once we got back from winter break, we let the directors take over.
And we actually had some help. Alex Berg Jacobson, he was our acting liaison. He's actually a senior in acting in the program. And he was just extremely helpful on just helping us find all these actors, getting in contact with them, and getting them committed and on board.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the process of taking a child's story and making it a play that can be performed.
Jen?
Sure. So I this is the first time that I adapted a story, and it was so much fun. And what we told ourselves and what we told the other adapters was it's important that we keep the essence of what this child is sharing with us. So you can take it as you will. You can create something new with it. But as long as their essence is there, their story is being told, then that's the important part. So I actually adapted this play called How I Spent My First Dollar. And it was just it's this really sweet play about the first time a kid goes to a carnival with his dad and how he buys nachos and he describes the nachos. So I actually kept it fairly with his descriptions because it was just, I mean, I was really surprised with how descriptive he was with what it tasted like, what it sounded like. So mine was actually fairly simple, just keeping it kind of in the original context.
Yeah, and you also adapted Mannequins After Hours about a couple mannequins who come to life when their manager is out of the store. But there were other ones that were written more like poems, and which we gave to more poetic playwrights because we know these people personally. And so those turned into more poetic plays in verse or some rhymed. But yeah, just keeping to the essence of the story is what we tell all of our adapters.
Yeah. Now, how do you handle costume and scene design, and do you use music? There's so much to think about.
Yes, there is. each group of actors, directors are responsible for getting together their own costumes and props. We encourage everybody to be really creative with it, but because we are working within the Armory Theater, we have a certain budget and we need to make sure that we spend money where we need it.
Yeah, and actually the Armory has, it's equipped with lighting equipment already. And it has a rep plot, so we just use the rep plot, and we got some great students to volunteer to run the lights and the sound, and a lot of the directors picked their own music. So actually it's pretty self-contained, surprisingly. Work that putting the show together, it really came a lot from the directors and their help.
And how many of you all are involved? How many of I students?
There are 22 actors,
six directors.
And there was some overlap with directors and adapters, so we probably have about five more directors.
I'd say there's about 35 students involved.
Okay. Are you all theater majors?
Yeah. I believe so, yes.
Yes.
In some capacity, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now for the important information we want to pass along.
Yes.
There's a community performance this year. When is it? We know it's at the Armory Free Theater, which is in the Armory here at the University of Illinois.
Exactly. The Armory Free Theater is located at 505 East Armory, and I believe your website connects you to the Armory Free Theater website homepage, which can give you more information. The performance begins at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 2nd.
This Saturday.
Okay. And we are really encouraging parents, if you want to bring your kids, this is the perfect show to bring your children to.
Okay, very good. Family event.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Break a leg, as they say.
Thanks.
Okay, SPOT, the acronym for Student Playwrights Outreach Theater at the University of Illinois. Rebecca and Jennifer, thanks again.
Thank you.